Since the end of July, the state has boosted refugee welfare aid by $1.9 million to 20 counties. But some county officials say the new funds are just a drop in the bucket compared to the cost of helping the projected 3,600 refugees arriving over the next few months. About 100 new families are expected in Marathon County alone. Mary Lundkowski heads the job center there. She says the extra $250,000 the state is sending her county isn't enough to meet their needs.
We are projecting to need anywhere from about $850,000 to $1 million additional. So it's barely making a dent in what we're expecting.
But the Secretary of the Department of Workforce Development is optimistic. Roberta Gassman says the state still has a rainy day fund of W-2 money held in reserve if the current allocations aren't enough. And she says Wisconsin's economy is doing well, so it's more likely the new refugees will get jobs quickly and not need the welfare payments.
Because we do have employers telling us they can't fill all their entry-level jobs in the state right now. I feel as we do work on that, we will be able to manage the challenge ahead of us.
Gassman says it's possible some newcomers will get jobs at businesses run by other Hmong immigrants who came in the first wave of refugees in the 1980s. But she says the state is still pushing to get more federal funds to help cover the housing, health care, and English language needs refugees have. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.